WTAW News Time is 8:05 at 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bryan ISD Superintendent Tommy Wallace at Monday's board meeting was insistent that the long-range facilities plan is a lot of things, but it's not a bond.
We continue to keep having this report that Bryan ISD is calling a bond. And this is not the case. We are not calling a bond. This plan is only for you as a board to approve the plan. It's not to call a bond.
Also called the master plan, the recommendation to realign grades and modify facility usage passed unanimously. Other unanimous approvals included $3.5 million to upgrade and improve Neal Elementary and a $5,000 natatorium feasibility study. Former State Senator Steve Ogden opened the meeting. He donated $10,000 to the district's education foundation after a heartfelt testimonial about Bryan High and MC Harris helping his son graduate. The New York Times recently reported College Station rental properties were among the most expensive in the country. Mayor Nancy Berry says student housing costs skewed those findings, so the city's doing its own survey in order to assist low and moderate income residents.
They're doing a survey of apartments and rental units to find out, you know, where the affordability is, and most likely it's in the older apartments. It is a definite problem in our community.
A community development master plan will use data from the American Community Survey. A College Station business born 15 years ago has been purchased by an international company. MemData was founded by and created by Bob and Christy Yancey, serving hospitals and other medical facilities with reducing costs and acquiring equipment and design services. It's now part of Premier, the nation's largest healthcare supply chain corporation.
They have 2,900 hospitals nationwide. As you might imagine, with a medical facility portfolio that large, there's an awful lot of construction and equipment needs at facilities existing as well.
MemData and its current staff of 24 employees will remain in College Station. Yancey says conservative estimates call for the addition of dozens of jobs in the future. The rebuilding in West from last year's fertilizer plant explosion includes the city park, the idea of a then four-year-old whose father died while serving as a volunteer firefighter. This Saturday is the last major fundraiser for Parker's Park Project.
They have 2,900 hospitals.
He inspires me every day just to listen to him, the thoughts that go through his mind sometimes, and the things that he says. It's just awesome.
Joe Pustajowski, Parker's grandfather, says they're still collecting auction items that will be sold by the auctioneers seen on the cable TV show Storage Wars Texas. You can read more and hear about Saturday's auction and Parker's Park Project online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 26th, explore the world of toxic plants. Identify the spring plants that can affect your livestock and the symptoms they cause this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
It's 8:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
It's time to celebrate.
That's not the weather. Let's do the weather. Okay.
Partial sun and warm today. High temperatures will reach 80 to 85 this afternoon. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight. We'll have lows of 60 to 65. Sunshine is back during the day tomorrow. Warm, 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and mild with a low around 65. For Thursday, it'll be partly to mostly sunny, and it continues to warm up. On Thursday, highs will be around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There goes talking to a caller a couple of minutes ago, and he was discussing again this
young person who somehow got up into that wheel well and was saying that probably there was some, there must have been some other area when he was, where he was able to move into, because, you know, you think about what it takes to draw those tires up. And he said they're metal cables quite right there that lift that thing. And obviously that would chew you up and eat you to shreds. So had to be, first of all, I would think small, and then just be able to put himself in the exact perfect place to be able to
survive it.
Yeah, survive the wheel going up.
Well, in 5 seconds of Googling showed that it was a 767, so that was my point was moot anyway.
All right, big airplane. Big airplane. All right, here we go. It's time to play Jethro Trivia. That's right. Woo-hoo! That's why we're here. We let other people come in and talk about stuff, but they have to play Jethro Trivia first. And
cost of admission.
That's it. That's exactly right. Leah's back from the Humane Society. How are you today?
I'm well.
Good. And Burl's here this morning from the Chamber. You doing okay?
I'm doing okay.
All right, here we go. So here's the challenge. It's Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little news quiz. What the hell did I do with it? I lost it.
That's the trivia.
Yeah.
Where is my question?
Well, actually,
my odds just went up.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Actually, what I was going to do is I was going to do the story for about. Wait. I got it. Okay, here we go. Yeah, now is that? All right, got it. I got it. All right, ain't got it. Well, that's not it either. it's live radio. Okay, we'll play Jethro Trivia afterwards, okay? So first we'll start with stuff going on at the animal shelter. But before we do that, today's unusual story about birds in Japan, crows in fact, that are able to build nests using coat hangers.
Yeah. Dang.
Wow. You go, well, yeah. Well, we were discussing that just the other day. I mean, first of all, you think about, and we've had stories about fires that start because a bird goes and gets a lit cigarette and puts it in there. I mean, the idea that birds have no hands and they are able to weave this nest together. Actually, what we were looking at are the swallows that build on the overpasses.
Yes. They use my porch.
Or your porch. They use mud, you know, and I don't know.
Stupid barn swallows.
Do they eat dirt and then spit it back up? Is that the way that goes on?
I think that's kind of somewhat to the degree of how that kind of
And again, you have to get in there, and you have to make sure it's strong enough for you and your little birdlets to be in there. It's pretty fascinating stuff. So sometimes the birds are not necessarily intelligent, but they're smart enough to know how to survive.
Oh, gosh, with all the crows we've got, if they build them out of hangers, we'd all be doomed.
Yeah. Right.
Well, but you think about it, they're not very smart, but they're smart enough to survive. Humans smarter, but we really do stupid things that kill us, too. So,
true.
Just saying. All right, what's going on at the Humane Society?
Well, we are busy preparing for Adopt-A-Thon, which is May 3rd. Uh-huh. We will have half-price adoptions that day. Some of those animals are currently in foster care, and they'll come back. We have other rescue groups that'll come out as well. Some of them breed-specific. We'll have the Bryan Animal Center out there as well, so other shelters in the area also. We will also have some demonstrations. We have the agility demonstrations, I believe, are going to be at 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock. And then we will have, hopefully, we're still working on those search and rescue demos and whatnot for time-wise and whatnot. So we're working on all that. And most importantly, also, we have the rabies vaccination clinic that'll be going on that day. It's an annual event. We have it every year. You purchase your rabies vaccination along with your county tag, and you'll get a free heartworm test for your dog. Rabies vaccination and county tags are required for every dog, cat, and ferret in Brazos County. This is for dogs and cats only. Make sure your pet
not for ferrets.
No,
ferrets are another day. Ferrets don't play well with others. Is that what happens?
Right.
Okay.
And make sure your animals are on a leash or in a carrier.
Okay.
And then we'll provide microchipping as well. Microchipping is $25, and for the rabies vaccination and county tag, it's also $25. So, great opportunity to get it all done in one day real quickly and have some permanent ID and then have that microchip or that rabies vaccination county tag as well. So again, that's May 3rd. Everything starts at 9 o'clock, and the adoptions run till 6 and the vaccination clinic runs till 2. So we have our positive portrait event. We have one more this for a while because of the heat and so on and forth. We won't be doing any over the summer. There's one this weekend. Call the shelter and sign up. It's $50 for an hour session, and you'll have your get your photos back really shortly afterward. The ladies did a pretty quick turnaround last time, and we have, again, it's this weekend, Saturday. And we just have just remember, it's springtime. Get your animals spayed and neutered. Get some microchipping done. No appointment necessary for the shelter to have your animal microchipped.
It's just that easy. How do they do that?
5359 Leonard Road is our address. You can visit us today, 11 to 6, Saturdays 11 to 3. Call us at 775-5755. I don't know why I had a problem with that.
It's with Scott's trivia.
Yeah, that's it.
And then our website is aggielandhumane.org, or can find us on Facebook as well.
All right, there you go. And we visit with the folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays, and Burl's here this morning because it's chamber time. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Scott.
All right. Well, what do you got for us today?
Well, the chamber's always at work for you. Yep. The first is the smell of taste of Aggieland in the air. It's coming up next Tuesday at the Brazos County Expo Complex. We have over 25 different restaurants, so it's sort of a carnival for your mouth.
There you go.
Just exactly what I was thinking, yeah.
A buffet extraordinaire. Tickets are $25, or you can get a premium ticket for $50. Kids under 12 years old are $5. Our sponsor is HEB. And we still have some booths available for local restaurants to go out and show their wares. It's a great way to get somebody to come in and taste your food without them experimenting with their wallet.
Yep, that's it. Come out and give it a try, right? Yeah.
We have a deluxe ribbon cutting coming up Thursday the 24th, this Thursday, from 4:30 to 5:30 at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. And they're having a new exhibit. So this is a ribbon cutting for their new exhibit, Offshore Drilling, The Promise of Discovery. So that'll be a great exhibit. Come on out and see that. And then we always want to, we're starting a big campaign for our Shop Local on our mobile devices. You can go to our website, pull up our mobile membership directory, save it to your phone. And then when you're out and about and you're shopping for a product, give chamber members a shot. Those are the people that give back to your community. So you can easily see that on your mobile device now. So get mobile and shop local.
Good. Hey, I like that. Okay, that's a good plan.
We have a new member orientation on Monday the 28th at the chamber. ABC Home and Commercial Services is our sponsor. It's from 4 to 5. And if you're ever confused about what the chamber does every day for you, which I was for about the first year, come on out and listen to us give a one-hour presentation, because that's how long it takes. There's from professional networking to sponsorship to advertising to the stuff we do in Washington and Austin. It's really a chance to understand how your chamber works for you every day. We're the 12th man of local business.
There you go. I like that. Okay.
We do a lot. And then business after hours is May 1st at Prosperity Bank from 5:30 to 7. It's fun. It's free. Come on out for some beers with your peers.
And ladies' night's not that far away.
It's not. July 18th. We've started the committees. We have a theme. It's breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, my. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Sounds very good.
So there's a lot of planning. And, again, that's a salute to women in the economy, as well as a lot of local woman-owned businesses are going to participate. So it's a good time.
All right. There you go. So if they want some more information to become a member of the chamber, that's pretty easy to do, isn't it?
That's easy. But really, you know, we want you to sign up for that Insider Report e-newsletter. Okay. You get it every Monday morning, and you can have a 7-day, 14-day, 30-day window of opportunity to come get engaged with your community and local businesses. Please sign up. It's free.
Okay. And you have a platinum member sponsor, I'm sure.
First Victoria Bank.
Okay. Got it. All right, so here we go. It's time now for Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little news quiz. Simple question, pop culture, recent current events. A study team looking at artificial intelligence over at Washington State University. Artificial intelligence, they hired, you know, Mike Leach as their football coach. But anyway, they have concluded that robots will not take over the world anytime soon because the robots are what? A, Russian. B, not smart enough. C, lacking emotion, or D, would rather be couch potatoes. Once again, Washington State University has concluded that robots will not take over the world anytime soon because the robots are what? A, Russian. B, not smart enough. C, lacking emotion. Or D, rather be couch potatoes. Kevin, you're first.
Lacking emotion.
All right. Patrick.
I'm going to tie on lacking emotion.
All right. Same here. Sorry. There you go.
Same here.
No emotion, okay.
No emotion. Burl?
And I just wanted to clear up that artificial intelligence, was that Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, really? You're right. Yeah, this is Washington State. So what's your answer?
Emotion. I'm with you.
They're not smart enough.
Whoa.
They're not smart enough.
And neither are we.
Yeah, the lead researcher's words, quote, "They're very dumb. Even the most advanced robots are easily confused," he said. "And when they get confused, they stop working."
So you're
you don't sort of like me?
Yeah, that's very close to humanity. I don't know that I believe that. I mean, that's fine. Because if they actually gave us the real reason, which are the things I think that the four of y'all said, they lack emotion, it's the whole premise that robots are not going to take over. I don't know that. I don't know that at all. Think about our jobs. How many jobs have been eliminated by robots now? How many robots build cars, for instance? Just do manual tasks. Just saying. Anyway, folks, thanks for being here this morning. Our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the nine-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Warspangers. Our new menu is here, and you need to come check it out. We've added a new appetizer, fried green tomatoes made from scratch. You're going to love that tart taste of green tomatoes dredged in panko breadcrumbs and fried to a golden brown. Drizzled with a balsamic reduction and a side of our homemade 1937 buttermilk dressing, they're fantastic. There's a new apricot spinach salad with buttery pecans, thin sliced red onions that's tossed in a light ginger orange vinaigrette. You raved about the Cajun burger so much, we've added it to the menu. So now whenever you're in the mood for something you can't get anywhere else, it's here. Enjoy that taste of andouille sausage and black Angus beef covered in melted pepperjack cheese and then topped with hand-breaded crawfish tails. We've even started frying up our own fresh kettle chips every morning. We're now recognized as one of America's most unique businesses. Whether it's the wonderful food, our great selection of Texas craft beer, or maybe even our state-of-the-art, fully staffed laundry. Believe me, there's nowhere else like Harvey Washbangers. Harvey Washbangers, 1802 Texas Avenue, just south of Harvey Road and College Station.
If you grew up in Texas like I did, you more than likely grew up in a house that had a gun. With that said, you know a little something about firearms. At least I thought I did. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I'll tell you what, if you want to get a lesson, go to Gun Corps. Joel and Wu, the two owners, both have combat experience, and they show you more about guns than you ever thought you would know. And for me, the best part is they do it without making me feel stupid, because you don't want to go in there thinking you know something and then find out you were completely wrong. Dad may have had a gun, but he doesn't have guns like you're going to find at Gun Corps. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com.
Did you know you can complete a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of classroom and online classes offered, the mini-mester doesn't even have to interrupt your break. You can take a class you need for your transcript or simply learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course at Blinn College. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Howdy, this is Royce Hickman, president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please join the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association, the Chamber, and title sponsor HEB for the Taste of Aggieland on Tuesday, April the 29th, beginning at 5:45 at the Brazos County Expo Complex. You'll be treated to your favorite food, professional chef demonstrations, and the best from approximately 35 local restaurants. Ticket prices begin at just $25. Bring your appetite and bring your friends to the Taste of Aggieland on Tuesday, April 29th. Call 260-5200 for tickets and more details.
Wall Street looks for direction. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures are little changed ahead of the Tuesday session on Wall Street. Investors are assessing the latest batch of corporate earnings reports. McDonald's posted mixed first quarter results. The fast food giant's profit fell short. Wall Street forecasts revenue was a little better than expected. Comcast, Travelers, United Technologies, and Harley-Davidson posted stronger than expected numbers. Last week was a good one. for the nation's big retailers, the Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales were up by almost 0.5% from the prior week. If you have a student loan co-signed by a parent or a grandparent, the lender could demand full payment if the co-signer dies or files for bankruptcy. The Ombudsman for the Consumer Financial Protection Board says complaints about the practice have become more common. Even borrowers current on their payments have been told to pay off their loans. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-259-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-259-MYTV. Sign up for packages as low as $19.99. 1-855-259-MYTV. 1-855-259-MYTV.
Business that isn't so regional anymore. We need more office space, more phones, and more staff. It's a good problem to have, but still a problem. That's when we called in our secret weapon, Regis.
Businesses of all sizes are turning to Regis. With over 1,700 global locations, Regis offers fully furnished offices with flexible terms, a receptionist to greet clients, and access to meeting rooms and video conference studios. Get 2 months free when you visit Regis.com/radio now or call 1-800-OFFICES.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com.
Today, the entire world's internet security rests only on a few volunteers? How is that? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. The IRS issued an identity theft alert to millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of my listeners. LifeLock reminds us, identity thieves know that virtually all the info they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is right there on your tax forms. Case in point, the Treasury Department announced that an ex-IRS employee used taxpayers' personal information to file multiple fraudulent returns, stealing more than $300,000 from taxpayers like you and me. Last year alone, identity thieves stole over $3 billion with fraudulent returns. This is too big to fight alone. No one, not even law enforcement, can stop all identity theft. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, do what I did and arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and mention promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Call 1-800-417-3841. 1-800-417-3841. 1-800-417-3841.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Every day, another data security breach. Something new, like the Heartbleed bug, your personal data and credit cards in the hands of who knows who. Here's why. The ability of the internet to communicate openly but securely with all the other computers online is both its strongest and weakest point. The secure encrypted communication is carried out by a free and open source program called OpenSSL. That it's free allows companies big and small to do business online without prohibitive startup costs. But it also means that OpenSSL makes no money, and therefore, it's operated primarily by volunteers, understaffed on a shoestring budget. It was a tiny coding slip-up in OpenSSL 2 years ago that caused the Heartbleed bug, allowed hackers into our computers. The most startling realization is not that the coding error occurred, it's that it hasn't happened more often. Learn more, plus get all the tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
If you grew up in Texas like I did, you more than likely grew up in a house that had a gun. With that said, you know a little something about firearms. At least I thought I did. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I'll tell you what, if you want to get a lesson, go to Gun Corps. Joel and Wu, the two owners, both have combat experience, and they show you more about guns than you ever thought you would know. And for me, the best part is they do it without making me feel stupid, because you don't want to go in there thinking you know something and then find out you were completely wrong. Dad may have had a gun, but he doesn't have guns like you're going to find at Gun Corps. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com.
Hot on the trail of the pepper's birthplace. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The sweet bell pepper and the hot chili pepper are both the same species, Capsicum annuum. And now scientists report that it was first domesticated about 6,000 years ago near the Valley of Tuacan, about 150 miles southeast of Mexico City. The detective work combined genetics, archaeology, climate studies, and even linguistics to see when ancient languages first coined a word for pepper. Plant biologist Paul Goetz at the University of California, Davis, says learning about the pepper's past is important today.
So it has, even today, a practical importance to know where genetic diversity is located so that we can use it to develop new varieties of crops.
He adds that the emergence of agriculture was critical to the development of civilization, and this research is writing an important chapter in human history. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News time is 8:30. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Some of the most expensive rental housing in the United States is found in College Station. Mayor Nancy Berry says a recent New York Times article also included student rental rates to come to the figure.
Yeah. But that's not to say that we don't have a problem affordable housing for lower and mid-income people. What the city's doing about it is we are developing a community development master plan, and we're using the American Community Survey, and they have taken out the students.
Berry says most likely the least expensive rentals are older units. The Bryan School Board unanimously approved support of the district's long-range facilities plan Monday night. The wide-ranging plan, also called the master plan, would modify the current grade alignment to pre-K through 4th, 5th through 6th for intermediate schools, and 7th through 8th for middle schools, leaving high school untouched. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the previous facility assessment recommends increasing capacity at some elementaries, but not specific closures of others.
In our resolution, it talks about some things of that nature, which is making an SFA, the old SFA, an administration building, where we can look at selling this building and look at selling the technology building, look at selling the warehouse, and get out of all these buildings if that's what happens.
The board also unanimously approved spending $5,000 on a natatorium feasibility study and $3.5 million to update the 17-year-old Neal Elementary campus. It's considered a good old-fashioned American free market business success story. College Station-based MemData, which serves medical facilities in obtaining design services and purchasing equipment, has been sold. MemData was founded 15 years ago by Bob and Christy Yancey.
They're looking at cost efficiencies and the new healthcare 2.0, if you will, and we were very appreciative of the fact that they acknowledged the accomplishments we had made in healthcare and that they reached out to us, and now it poses a significant opportunity for cost reduction at 2,900 hospitals instead of those that we were able to amass over the years acting alone.
Bob Yancey will become a vice president with Premier Corporation, the nation's largest healthcare supply chain corporation. While Premier is based in North Carolina, he and the current staff of 24 employees will remain in College Station. This Thursday marks the second opportunity for you to visit with Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan by telephone. Last week, Flores says about 4,300 participated in a similar event for those living around Waco and the northern part of the district.
We ask poll questions. One of the questions we ask is, what's the most important issue facing America today? And usually number one is jobs and economy, and number two is the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as it's more commonly known. But yesterday, the number one item was presidential overreach. And that's sort of, this is an issue for a lot of us, particularly those of us in Congress. But right here in Central Texas, in Brazos Valley, people are very concerned about that.
Contact Flores' office in Bryan to register for Thursday's telephone town hall conference. Now 5 years old, a boy who lost his father, who died as a volunteer fireman in the West Fertilizer Plant explosion, continues plans to rebuild the city park. Parker's Park Project has its last major fundraiser this Saturday. Parker's grandfather, Joe Pustajowski, says the design of the new park will be revealed.
A lot of the cast and crew from Storage Wars, Texas, come down, the auctioneer, and at least two of the groups that participate on the show-by-show base on the Storage Wars, Texas, are coming down.
And Parker and his friends who played at the old park continue to be involved in the fundraising.
You know, we get inspired by people, but, most of the time, it's not a 4 or 5 year old that's going to inspire you, but in my case, he really inspires me, and it's just awesome to be around him.
Auction items are still being collected. More information about Parker's Park Project is online at WTAW.com. The French know a little something about food. Now, thanks to one man, they're getting a taste of Texas. TSN's Michael Board has more.
His name is Thomas Abramowitz, and he grew up in France, but on a trip to the U.S.,
He fell in love with barbecue.
And I quit everything I built before as a career. I went to the South all by myself, and I got trained there.
By pitmasters at Franklin's in Austin and Louis Miller's in Taylor, he's shipped a smoker back to Paris, where he's now set up shop steps away from the Champs-Élysées, serving smoked brisket. He says smoked meat is new to Parisians, but they've apparently fallen in love with it. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
And he's mentioned he's never heard of Paris, Texas. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 68 degrees. We'll have more news at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
This time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. And if you need a battery, our huge selection and helpful advice makes it easy for you to start the season right. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station and save $10 on select lawn and garden batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
You know, you wouldn't buy a car or a boat or a major appliance if the warranty only covered material, leaving you to pay the labor or the freight and the other charges. So don't make the same mistake when you're making a window or a glass purchase. With many players in the window industry, limited warranties are truly limited. At Intercon, the warranties they provide cover 100% of the cost and get the product performing as it should. The labor and the freight charges on other vendors' warranties can add up to hundreds, even thousands of dollars. So ask questions about other warranties that are offered. What costs are not covered? Are they transferable? What happens if a vendor goes out of business? Intercon does not represent any fly-by-night manufacturers who change their name or their product line continually. They have long-standing relationships with their vendors that offers the best warranty in the business. Years down the road, Intercon will still be here in the Brazos Valley making sure that the product they sold you lives up to the expectations. So call Intercon, get the best product at the best price and the best service. When it comes to windows, trust your local friends and neighbors at Intercon. Call Oscar or Brad Beard at Intercon at 823-3639 today.
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
It's 8:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They've got a loaner program. Your unit goes down. You need to stay comfy. They'll bring one out to have you connected while they fix your 690-2278. Here are the temps.
Partial sun and warm today. High temperatures will reach 80 to 85 this afternoon. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight. We'll have lows of 60 to 65. Sunshine is back during the day tomorrow. Warm, 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and mild with a low around 65. For Thursday, it'll be partly to mostly sunny, and it continues to warm up. On Thursday, highs will be around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, here's a little factoid for you. 34% of U.S. American patients have received the wrong medication, improper treatment, or incorrect or delayed test results during the last 2 years. Okay. Wrong medication.
Okay.
Improper treatment, incorrect test results. Okay, those three.
Delayed.
And then delayed test results.
Okay.
Now, obviously, in some cases, that delay could be life-threatening.
Sure.
But I think when you're talking wrong medication or improper treatment or incorrect test results, that kind of falls in a different arena. Is that fair?
Well, I almost wonder if it was added to bump it up to 34%.
Exactly. Now, I'm supposed to think that. Again, you're way too young to be that cynical.
Oh, come on.
And you shouldn't be thinking that way. But, I mean, it just, you have to be very careful. You have to think about these things when they roll these numbers out. All right, here's our last Earth Day thing, because I'm sick of it. Yes, go ahead.
I don't know if you have numbers in it, but I just...
No numbers.
This was before my time, but it was still prescient.
Okay.
There are lies, there are damn lies, and there are statistics.
Yes, very true. Absolutely. A used printer cartridge can be reincarnated, if you will, up to three times, saving almost a gallon of oil. Well, this does have numbers in it. 2.5 pounds of plastic. 2.5 pounds of plastic.
Really? What?
I've held one in my hand. They're not that heavy.
No.
Steel, aluminum, and rubber required to make a new one. In a landfill, a used printer cartridge can take up to 1,000 years to decompose. Up to. Some only 400 years, but could be up to. So what are we supposed to do? Go get a pencil and a Big Chief? Is that what we're supposed to do?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Just now that you feel really badly about yourself, after we've been hammering you with the way that you individually are ruining the earth, now we're going to tell you why you'll never leave Facebook. Number one is your desire to be in the know. In February of 2014, Pew Research published the results of its poll, which revealed that the main reason both men and women wanted to use Facebook included receiving updates and comments and keeping up with news and social events. The need to be included is inside everyone, however in different degrees, I believe. And also to be included with what people have something to do with. Number two, Facebook stirs both happy and sad emotions. One of the most commonly cited studies by Facebook haters is the one conducted by Oscar Rivera and others at the University of Michigan, where researchers polled Facebook users several times throughout the day about how they were feeling and their time spent on Facebook. And what they found was that people who spent more time on Facebook became less happy, less satisfied with their life situation in general. They showed spikes of unhappiness directly following their Facebook use, such as the grass is always greener.
Or maybe it's just, I can't believe I spent that long on Facebook.
Yeah, well, it could be that too. Number three is it satisfies our narcissistic needs. Here's the thing about Facebook. There's something there for everybody. If you love yourself even a little bit, Facebook is going to make you really happy because it's like giving that narcissist a stage and a microphone. Now, I can't speak to this because I'm a narcissist who has a microphone. There are not as many of us as there are of you. I get a chance to come in here and act like I know things and I talk on the radio. A lot of folks don't get to. It doesn't mean that they don't want to. So I can relate to that. So that in itself. And it also, and this is true too, it gives shy people a social outlet. And from that standpoint, I can see that that would be good. They did a paper in 2009, The Influence of Shyness on Use of Facebook in the Inner Undergraduate Sample. Researchers found that the level of shyness expressed by individuals directly correlated with the amount of time those people used Facebook and with how favorable they were toward the social network itself, meaning that shyer people were, for the most part, much happier with Facebook. So there you are. Now here's a shocking study. I hope we didn't pay too much for this. American workers think they are fat. American workers think they are fat. The majority of them do. And I'm going to say fat very, very gently because that's nicer than going
fat.
You know, just saying.
You beat me to it. I started to hit the button at the same time.
It's a new survey from Career Builder. It reveals that more than half of U.S. American workers, 55%, categorize themselves as overweight, on par with last year. Now, 39% say they've gained weight at their current job. Now, I have a problem. I mean, are they trying to correlate weight gain with your job? Is that what they're doing here? Or are they just saying within this time period? And again, how long have you worked at this job? I don't like the idea of job and weight gain necessarily being tied together. 21% said they put on more than 10 pounds. 9% said they put on more than 20 pounds.
Well, let's think about this. People settle into a job about the time they get out of high school and or college.
Okay.
And so that's probably the time where their metabolism starts to slow down. They're not these young bucks anymore.
Well, and they have, because they have a job, there is bracketed time on the clock where they must be at a specific place.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to being a student where you kind of could be free and easy about your time. You could go and work out at the gym at 2 o'clock in the afternoon,
right,
if that's what you wanted to do. Now you can't do that. If you're going to continue to work out, you're probably going to have to make a lifestyle change, meaning get up at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Or at 6 at night or whatever.
The study shows that physical fitness may have some influence on how people are treated at the office. Nearly one in five workers, 18%, feel that people who are thin and fit are shown more favoritism in the workplace.
Of course they are.
Is there a surprise here somewhere?
No.
No. Now, workers 35 and up. Seasoned workers are more likely to report tipping the scales in their current position, with 40% of the workers ages 35 and older gaining weight, compared to 36% of those under the age of 35. And then there are women. 46% of female workers say they've gained weight on the job, compared to 33% of their male counterparts within those age groups.
More money / more and better food?
Sure. And, the more money means that you have conveniences that mm-hmm. allow things to be done for you that you used to do for yourself, which might have had something to do with
a little more leisure time.
Yes, how much you had to weigh. You know, on a somewhat different subject, Sunday, looking at Fox News, and Chris Wallace is talking to some Russian guy, okay? This guy looks like Jabba the Hutt, okay? and it's interesting because I think he's the Russian ambassador to the United States, okay? Now, you look at many, many people who are in leadership roles in American government, and they don't look that way necessarily. And actually, a lot of Europeans don't look that way. But I think in Russia, they don't care. You know, this guy's got the gig, and who cares if he looks like Jabba the Hutt?
Right.
And just, you know, because I believe fitness quite often for people who are uninformed or at first glance believe that that correlates to an ability. And that's not always the case, but look how many politicians go on a diet before they have to get out on the campaign trail because they need to look good. You know, they don't have that jowly thing when they're going out there. They look like they're in shape. That, in some cases, I believe, gives a correlation that they're capable of getting the job done. All right, so we've done all that about fat. We're going to come back and talk about Doritos in a minute, okay?
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline. Line at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Warshbangers. Our new menu is here, and you need to come check it out. We've added a new appetizer, fried green tomatoes made from scratch. You're going to love that tart taste of green tomatoes dredged in panko breadcrumbs and fried to a golden brown. Drizzled with a balsamic reduction and a side of our homemade 1937 buttermilk dressing, they're fantastic. There's a new apricot spinach salad with buttery pecans, thin sliced red onions that's tossed in a light ginger orange vinaigrette. You raved about the Cajun burger so much, we've added it to the menu. So now whenever you're in the mood for something you can't get anywhere else, it's here. Enjoy that taste of andouille sausage and black Angus beef, covered in melted pepperjack cheese and then topped with hand-breaded crawfish tails. We've even started frying up our own fresh kettle chips every morning. We're now recognized as one of America's most unique businesses. Whether it's the wonderful food, our great selection of Texas craft beer, or maybe even our state-of-the-art, fully staffed laundry. Believe me, there's nowhere else like Harvey Washbangers. Harvey Washbangers, 1802 Texas Avenue, just south of Harvey Road and College Station.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 8:48. So which is older? Oh, by the way, we didn't mention this earlier this morning. We should have, because it's National Zucchini Bread Day. I know that probably doesn't help much, but...
Now that's good eating.
I guess so.
That's okay. I like it.
Let me know.
Have you ever had it?
Zucchini bread?
Yeah.
No, I have it.
That's good.
I like it.
Sounds terrible.
It's like carrot cake. A little less sweet than banana bread.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Ben. You know, Ben was on the radio yesterday, and it lifted his spirits so much. It just...
Well, he's a nobody now. He needs all the pickups.
He needs people.
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Stacy.
Stacy, it says Scott. Is Mr. Downs available?
He sure is. Hold on one second. Okay.
Good morning.
See, there he is. You could just tell. He just feels so much better that he gets to be on the radio again.
It makes my day. Yeah. I did not get into this business to do spreadsheets all day long.
I understand. Well, I thought I would let you know that this is Tuesday of Administrative Assistance Week.
This is really you're really pushing me on this.
I'm just reminding you. I don't want at some blow up in the office. I don't want this to become the oh. And by the way,
I had an assistant for about 15 minutes in my life.
Yeah,
Missy.
Oh,
she
yeah.
was here for
I
a year.
I remember Missy.
Two
yes,
years,
absolutely.
I forget.
Sure.
And after, when she left, it was I could never invest that much into somebody helping me again. Yeah. I just gave up.
Well. But that was the thing is look at she was able to take so much of the burden off of your daily
you know, it's not really burden and skills. It really comes down to being able to put up with my crap.
Oh, well,
and,
okay.
And to, you know, be able to answer that quest that eternal question is he kidding?
Yeah.
And that's it. By the way, have you had anyone correct you about hooking up a rheostat to an LED bulb?
No.
Don't do that, America.
Okay.
Don't do that.
It's a dimmer, huh?
You will be calling the state fire marshal.
Okay.
Do
All
not
right.
do that.
Okay. All right, it's a dimmer.
Oh, wow. Have you looked out your back window? Speaking of state fire marshal.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Hey, guys, that's cool.
That is cool.
What that is the College Station Fire Department goes out and they practice on their truck that has a... You know, up at the top of the ladder has got, you guys stay in your rooms. Stay in your rooms.
Stay
in your rooms. 10 minutes from now, it'll be okay.
No, it'll be over.
Yeah, I know.
To
I'm going to miss it.
Kevin came in here right now to look at that. Okay. There
Take
it
a picture, Kevin.
There you go.
Well, so they've got their big ladder truck out, mm-hmm. and they've got their fire hose on high pressure thingamajig,
right.
and
right.
it is blowing water like a rainbow across the sky. That's really cool.
Now, what we need to do is we need to get Sokol up there to do a live report.
Give him something electrical to hold while he's doing
yeah,
that.
That'd yeah, that'd be a good thing.
Maybe a rheostat.
Yeah, you could do that, yeah. Well, anyway, all right, so I just wanted, it's Tuesday of Administrative Assistance Week.
I don't have, who am I supposed to give
I don't
something
know.
To?
I don't know, but, you know, somebody out there thinks that they are, so I'm just letting you.
Great.
Have fun.
Guilt.
Yes, guilt. No,
you just cut him off.
Yeah, I said guilt. Guilt is good, yes. Residents of a Pennsylvania neighborhood found flyers on their doorsteps Friday morning with a picture of a hooded KKK member and the words, "You can sleep tonight knowing the Klan is awake." Apparently, after a number of break-ins in Fairview Township, the local chapter of the Ku Klux Klan decided to start a neighborhood watch program. Ah, this is not good. It's just like any neighborhood watch program, said the organization's imperial wizard, whose name, of course, is not in here.
Jerky McJerkenstein.
It's not targeting any specific ethnicity. We would report anything we see to law enforcement. President claims that residents had been calling the Klan line hotline to complain that the local police weren't doing enough to stop break-ins. Are there a lot of Klan line hotlines out there? I mean, I might live a sheltered life, but I don't know that I've necessarily heard of
it. I haven't seen that infomercial.
Yeah, so got that going.
It runs right after the one for Boys Town, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, are you willing to volunteer your taste buds for flavor science or maybe a prize? Frito-Lay is at it again, offering a selection of mystery flavors to find out which ones the public likes best. Similar to the Do Us a Flavor contest that they did over on the Lay's side. Remember, they did the chicken and waffles. They did about three or four different potato chips, and they asked people to vote about it. So, anyway, Doritos has done mystery flavors in the past, including X13D, a promotion where the company wanted customers to name a mysterious new variety, turned out to be cheeseburger flavored. A variety that didn't really win over the public, I imagine. Instead of names or branding, the bags simply will have test flavor, numbers, and labels in simple shades of blue, red, and yellow. Part of the promotion, they're giving away prizes. Snackers can win an ounce of gold or an Xbox Live membership.
Cool.
Well, do you want to get in touch with them and see if they can give us a bag of that stuff? And we could
we'll give her a shot.
We could try that, and you know, and then, you know, maybe we could go out in a parking lot of a...
I'm kind of a Doritos connoisseur.
Well, you are. I know. That's you. Again, you know a lot about that product. So, Yeah. I don't know. Well, why don't you try that? See if maybe
I'll
can
see what
score
I can,
some of those.
I will see what I can do.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery. Watch the chefs create edible works of art through the large viewing windows as you indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons. There's always something new to try at the Chocolate Gallery. Great for a date night, girls' day out, or just a fun excuse for a little something sweet. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit BCS Chocolate Gallery.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is about 4 minutes till. Netflix upping its price this quarter. Yeah. Well, and now you've got a grace period if you're already a member. Okay. But
well, that means it's still going up, just later.
That's right. You get this generous grace period. The company announced yesterday its quarterly earnings release that the price hike would be $1 or $2 extra per month. Not clear how long the grace period will be lasting, but in January, Netflix hiked their price for new subscribers in Ireland and let existing customers keep their lower subscription fees for 2 years.
I think I'll survive.
Yeah. Okay, now to repeat something that we had in our news, if it matters to you, like if you're really, you can't take milk products, that Oscar Mayer apparently, just mislabeled some hot dogs?
Yep.
They may have. They don't even know if they did.
Okay.
So it's voluntary.
All right. But if you want to take them back and tell them you don't want them, then that's
Nine
okay.
tons of cheese dogs.
Woo! Yeah. All right, here you go. Like, we need another reason to look at our phones. I don't know. This is not bad, though. Kind of like to see what you guys think about, you know, this and what's going to happen in the future. But if you've ever been out to dinner or at a party and everybody is staring at their smartphones, now our obsession can be turned into a game. It's called, you ready? Game of Phones. Not bad, huh?
No, that's pretty funny.
It's a Kickstarter card game. One player picks a card and gets to judge that round. They read the prompt to everybody else, something like, find the best selfie, or show the last picture you took. Everybody finds that something on their phone, shows it to the judge, who gets to choose the winner for the first round, and the first person to win 10 rounds is an overall winner. So, I could see that might work.
If you're going to be on your phone anyway, I guess.
Right. Now, but what happens?
Everybody's the cool thing on that, though, is everybody's going to have one.
Yes.
It's something that not everybody can play poker or dominoes or whatever, but everybody's going to have a cell phone.
I don't know. It's not in my app store.
Well, and the thing, the thing is, I think 10 is a little high because I think your attention span would get lost because if somebody's got 6 and you've got 2, you're not going to care anymore. But if you go to the first one to 5. Or the first one to 3, then people might stay a little more engaged. But then over time, they're just going to get sick of it, too, because we burn through everything so fast.
Right.
Now, we didn't talk about this yesterday, but did you hear about Palcohol?
Yes.
Yes, that was my commentary yesterday.
Right. Well, if you were excited about the powdered alcohol that everybody was talking about yesterday, that ain't going to happen.
Thank goodness.
Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau explained that it issued a label approval for the product in error. The makers of Palcohol, who probably went out and got really palked up last night, as it's called, confirmed that they agreed to surrender the approvals, though its parent company, Lipsmark, say it